Stephen Hawking, and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth, with the Hyper Sloth gods of rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on, because this experimental sloth cast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
Thanks for joining me, Double Z. Haven't seen the Rufus yet, but for Hyper Sloth Happy Hour number 353. Two grass growers discuss world news and stupid stuff. That would be me and Rufus. Not sure where my man Rufus is. Got a little text from him right now. Probably telling me that he's going to be late for the show, I'm hoping. Call again. Was looking for my computer mouse. Okay, LOL. Getting you on the horn, Roof. Come on back to us, teddy bear. You guys remember that song? I think it was a sad song for some reason. There he is, Mr. America, wearing his thong and his high heels because he's a trunk? Twunk? Twunk. You were a twunk, right? I can't hear you.
Can't hear me.
I almost could hear you for a second.
Oh.
What the what? It's like the week of the fucking sloth technical difficulties. This is such a twonk thing to do, might I add. And for those of you who don't know what a twonk is, it's a cross between a twink and a hunk. Rufus, is that correct? Is a hunk a gay term? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know. We'll have to look that up later. But we did take a Grindr profile thing a couple weeks ago, and Rufus was a twonk.
I am a twonk. Hang on.
Now, was twonk, was that a mixture of twink and hunk?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if hunk doesn't, I mean, hunk sounds too normal to be a gay term, doesn't it really? There we go.
You hear it?
I can hear it. Maybe I just need to turn up my computer. Now I'm all the way up.
I've literally changed nothing, but I'm peaking whenever I talk.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. Anyways. So like I was saying, doesn't hunk seem like too much of like a normal word? Well, I know, but I'm saying that like even hunk doesn't seem like a homosexual word, really. I expect something with a little more pizzazz.
Twunk, a fantastic twunk.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying hunk. Hunk just seems a little too white bread to me.
Yeah, I don't know. What the fuck? I'm not gay, so I can't think in that
There you
way.
Go. Now you're coming through loud and quick clear. Did you sure you didn't bump something?
Nope, haven't changed anything.
Damn, I'm going to have to turn you down even, dude. No need to yell, for Christ's sake. So welcome to show 353, Rufus. How are you doing this evening?
I'm all right.
Did you mow the yard or something today?
No, I planted seeds.
Oh, you did?
We have a lot of bare spots.
I have a lot of bare spots myself.
Yeah, so we let the horses out sometimes, and every now and then they'll pluck the roots right out, and we end up with bare spots, and then we have too much shade in areas.
Yep. I got too much sun. I think too much sun is worse than too much shade.
We got both. Some areas,
so do I.
It
so
dries
do I.
out too much and it won't grow back. In other areas, it doesn't get enough sun. So I found
so
this mixture.
It like turns into a nice carpet of moss, which seems to me like would be the ultimate fucking grass anyways.
Well, here it's not moss. Here it's just sand.
Oh, that's true. I guess here it turns into moss that turns into crabgrass that turns into dandelions.
But last weekend, I got this sun and shade mix that's supposed to, you know, grow anywhere.
Been through all that, my brother. Been through. Don't be frustrated in a month when there's no grass there. There's just a dirt patch of seed.
It's all totally growing now. That's why I'm bragging about my grass skill. Oh, yeah, it's totally coming up.
Really? I hope it lives. What kind did you get? Kentucky bluegrass?
No, it's a blend. It's made for this kind of situation.
Well, give us the blend names, dude.
I don't fucking know. It says blend. It says it will grow in the sun and the shade. So I used it, and it grows in the sun and the shade.
The scary part is the fucking price of a bag of grass seed.
That's true. That's why I only bought
one.
You
know what I mean? That's why I'm like, you know what? We're just going to let the dandelions take over. And then like a month in, right now I've got dandelions out the wazoo, right? And my neighbors are all about their fucking yards, okay? And I feel bad. I've got too much yard, and that's just the way it is for a human being. And I refuse to pay to have someone, like, come out and put chemicals all over my yard, which would make it grow better, like all my neighbors do. But I'm like, I'm not fucking wasting money like that. And plus, I want to hang out in the yard. I don't want, you know, like, pesticides on my cats and my daughter and myself. So, what'd you pay for a fucking bag of seed? It's got to be $50, I bet. $40, $50.
It was about $30 for a 7-pound bag.
Oh,
I
know. Okay. The
I need
big,
more than
I'm
that.
A big bag.
No, I wasn't going to do a big bag until a small bag grew. Now, I'm going to give this another week and
now
see how it
goes.
I can go
back and spend $500 on fucking shit.
And I'm not a yard guy. I don't really give a fuck. If we had weeds, I'd be happy with weeds. You know, you can mow a weed, nobody notices.
That's what I was going to say. After a while, the dandelion's growing so nice and green, and then you cut the dandelions off, and before you know it, it looks like you got a regular yard.
The problem is we're on a hill on sandy soil, so our fucking entire property is just like washing away every time it rains. So I need something to
got shored up.
Yeah, I need some fucking root structures under there.
I probably need to plant something bigger than grass, you think? I mean, I guess grass would work if we need it.
It wasn't washing away when it was covered in grass.
You guys have a sprinkling system, or do you have to put a hose on a choo-choo train thing to make it?
I did the...
Oh, yeah, those are frustrating in their own right.
You can pick them up. You just got to sneak up on them when they're...
Right. No, I know that.
Way.
I'm just saying that you're like, think you got it ready, and it's going to be waving back and forth. What I've learned is spend the extra $5 and get the $17 one instead of the fucking $10 one.
I don't even know if it was
$10. Was it $10?
Could have been less. I told the wife to get it, and she got it.
I know. And it's
and
like
she's
you
a cheapskate.
You get the cheapest one in like a week. You're like, God damn it. Why'd we get the fucking cheapest one? I should have just fucking one-upped it. Because nothing more frustrating when it stops doing the back and forth motion than just shooting straight up.
Yeah, it hasn't reached that. I'm sure it's a flimsy thing. It'll do that. Right now, the only frustration is when I move it, inevitably, when I get 20 feet away, I get a kink in the hose 20 feet back.
Right.
And I try to do that, you know, where you're like whipping it like a CrossFit trainer.
Yep.
Doesn't work.
That's where they learned that. That's where came from.
I bet it is. They're all gardeners.
When is the last time you saw a really out of shape, serious gardener? Those guys are whipping hoses all day long, if you know what
whipping
I'm saying.
Left and right, yeah.
Left and right, and on mama's face if she's home. Probably.
I'm hot as fucking here, dude. I don't know. The wife is cold-blooded. When I walked through our living room to come in here, I glanced. Wasn't even trying to, but I caught a glimpse of the thermostat. She's got it set to fucking 78.
Jesus Christ.
It's like 77 outside.
That's fucking cruel, actually.
Yeah, and I got the deep freeze in here.
So it's kicking off some additional heat.
My back is sweaty. Double.
Not to mention the added insulation you have by having about, what do I see, about 80 rolls of toilet paper over there? 48 rolls?
do have quite a few. Yeah.
How many is there? Just let me know how many I was closer off by. I'm saying 48 rolls.
Well, no, 48 rolls? No, one pack has 45. Then there's
45. Oh, really? 45 in one pack?
45 under that, yeah.
Jesus Christ, you guys really fucking went for it.
I don't know why. Totally unnecessary.
Part of the problem. That's what I want to say, Rufus. You're part of the problem.
Hey, only...
That should be fucking racks of 30 packs of beer sitting there and not have your money tied up in ridiculous fucking toilet paper. I don't know. Getting a little thin. Getting a little thin.
I'm trying to show you the...
2, 4, 6, 5, 6, 7. Lucky 7. Is that a 30 rack on top or not?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. But again, overkill. I don't know 22, why.
22 30 packs?
Yes, it's ridiculous. That ain't my decision.
It's sane, though. You don't know what was going to happen. Imagine, I mean, that's a fucking month's worth of beer, almost.
It is. It's more than that even for me. I don't know.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Well,
you got 660 beers there.
Yeah, half of those will end up dumped out because the wife will crack one open and forget
some
where
leaners,
it was.
Some leaners left around, leaning towards more full than empty, which is totally annoying. It's like watching Bannister drink the last beer at fucking Roehampton at 12:01 and then leave it on the fucking... coffee table till the morning. Nothing makes you want to fucking crush someone's skull worse than that.
No. That should be a kicking out of
the last beer, and now I'm going to let it sit on the thing while I go to bed.
How did you allow that to happen in your house?
I don't know. We were hard up for a roommate. You know what it was, dude? We needed DirecTV. That was the ticket to that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he paid the DirecTV. He paid rent and the DirecTV bill.
Oh, what a sucker.
Yeah, he was fucking full on.
And the fact that he was too much of a pussy to even call you out for that. Look, motherfucker, I'm paying the bill here for the TV. Let me have a goddamn beer.
Well, I paid for the internet, so...
Which was well worth it back then.
Well, let me put it this way. To the net.
Exactly.
Not to mention, how else would I have created, Napster, before Napster was even Napster, by uploading Internet Love Song so my cousin in California could hear it by going to a web thing. I wonder if we could find that file out there. Got to be out there somewhere.
Maybe. It's out there now because we have it out there, so it'd be hard to know the source of whatever we find.
But it was like a little old, I don't even think it was an MP3. I don't even know what it was back then. What was the name of a music file back then?
I don't know, but I'm curious. I'm going to Google just Internet Love Song and see how many other people have ripped off that idea.
That's a very good question, Rufus.
I have a feeling we're about to get very angry.
To the net.
Oh, I'm at the net. Internet Love Song. All right, here we go.
What if the other band, Hypersloth, starts doing our fucking... They ripped off our... What?
Google has two results, and none of them merge Hypersloth.
What?
One is a song by Dangle, and one is a song by John Cedric.
What? I'm almost thinking we need to hear these, because what if they did rip off our song?
I'm thinking they didn't, but they wrote a subpar song. It's going to suck, and we're going to be pissed.
Internet Love, original song, the Internet Love Song. Okay, who is this? Chosborn?
I'm seeing way more than
you are seeing.
Well, I did the quotes around it, so it would only show titles that were exactly Internet Love Song.
Okay. Well, here's the ultimate Internet Love Song. This is College Humor, though. Dare I?
Oh, man. Don't do it to us, but okay.
You want to hear them rip us off?
I want to hear them do something.
It's not even...
They're not going to rip us off. It'll be... just not good, and yet they are featured on the internet.
I can tell by looking at the first 10 seconds or the first clip of this that it sucks, but it has 531,000 views. 12,000 likes, though, and 7,000 dislikes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
College Humor Original Music Video.
Ooh, I hate it already. 2011. Okay, we're done with that.
All right, I'm going to text you the two links I found.
Okay. Well, just tell them I've got it up right here. It's one of them's...
Internet Love Song by Dangle. Dangle.
Okay.
You know, Dangle.
I really like the word, the name of that band, for sure. Dangle. Sounds like something that you, when you didn't completely wipe, that's like left on your ass hair.
A dangleberry.
Dangle. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Gulp.
Gulp.
Wait, we're going to have to sit through 5 seconds worth of Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Watch the world premiere trailer now on YouTube.
Ooh, let's not.
I agree.
Ooh, yuck.
Surfing the net.
Views. I'm going to give this a thumbs down right now, just so you know.
You should. It's not even trying to be funny. It's supposed to be like a legit love song.
First of all, the video is anime.
I saw it from the thumbnail. That made me hate it instantly.
You were right to hate it, by the way. That's the whole song. I expected to start doing something else. But it's not, is it?
No, it's not. It's terrible. All right, here's the other.
I expected it to go like, you know what I'm saying. Like, Internet Love Song doesn't just be fucking badass. All right, what's the next one? What's the name of the next one?
Also called Internet Love Song.
Yes.
By John Sedgwick.
That's going to be a rap too, right?
It is. It's a black dude.
All right.
Not that all black guys do rap.
No, but a lot of them are named Cedric.
Yes.
All right. Okay, this is featuring Tiki Thunder, yo. This is about to get real. Oh, he's typing.
What's up? What's up? Yeah.
What?
Oh. Ooh, he's got auto-tune on there, yo.
This sounds more like anime than the first one.
It does, you're right, actually. No, John Cedric, we shall leave you there in the garbage. You suck ass.
Yeah,
you suck ass. If I had an auto-tune, it'd be like, you suck ass.
There's no representation of Hypersloth anywhere. Even though it's on the internet, it's on Spotify, it's on YouTube, I'm pretty sure.
The weirdest thing about that is this guy that is part of Hypersloth is an SEO mastermind. And
yeah. But I'm also suing Google for shit just like this.
Oh, my God. You think that they fucking know that you're in the sloth? They're like, fuck that guy. Didn't you get, like, a background investigation?
I wouldn't put it past them.
They did. They're fucking stifling you, dude. They're stifling your creativity. Now, let's do this, Rufus. Now that we listened to two horrible songs about internet love songs, right? Or internet love, as it were. Let's just listen to the song that kind of invented the idea of a love song about the internet, but with real versions of what the internet entails and not just these hypothetical fucking gravy love songs of people playing ukuleles.
But it came out like a phoenix of the birth of the internet age.
That's exactly right. It was born of the internet. This is really, more than anything, it sounds to people probably like it's a song about two people on the internet. But when I dissect this song as Hypersloth, dude, this to me is a song about our love for the internet and how the internet was kind of brand new back then and we just fell for it head over heels.
It is multi-layered.
As everything with the sloth is multi-layered.
This is true. Many interpretations.
Especially
all of them wrong, unless they're ours.
All right, folks. Here is the song that invented it all. songs about internet love, and it's Internet Love Song by me and this guy over here, Rufus. Me, I'm Double Z, just so you know. That's Rufus, and we wrote this song in 1996. See, because it still has dial-up.
us on the Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.